This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Chuck Schumer said something about the SAVE Act, which he killed. We'll get to that. We'll make fun of Jasmine Crockett. Maybe some more illegal immigration talk. Definitely some email stuff. And did John Bolton just threaten Pete Hegseth's life? All that and more. Coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show this hour, I want to first just get to this. And this isn't for anybody on the right, to be honest, so it's probably not for you. And it's not for the communists who hate listen. This is for the people, maybe you're undecided, or maybe you're one of these communists and you're starting to have that wake-up. Maybe you're one of the rare ones who's waking up from the cult and you're starting to question some things. I'm not calling you a Republican, but maybe you're starting to look around and question some things. Let me ask you something. If you're one of these undecided types, what does it say to you? What does it mean to you that the most violent, sick, depraved people on planet Earth are all pro-Democrat? Why do you think that is? Why do you think, look, from radical jihadis to sex predators, to gang members, no matter what they seem to do in life, the worst people on the planet love the left. Why do you think that is? I bring this up because you know what Trende Aragua is? We've discussed it many times on the show. The unbelievably violent Venezuelan prison gang. And Venezuela didn't want them there anymore, so they waited till Joe Biden got elected, and they sent them all to America, and the Biden administration brought them all into your country. Trende Aragua was getting snatched up real fast by the Trump administration, one of the really great things they're doing. They're being held at an immigration facility in Texas. And Reuters, the news organization, they're very, very concerned about the treatment of these gang members. And so they flew a drone over the immigration detention facility. And these Trende Aragua guys spelled out, they lined up and like held hands and they spelled out SOS, sent the distress signal. Now, the individual story is not that important at all, but why do you think it is that Trende Aragua knows the American media wants to see that? Why do you think that is? Why do you think it is that the violent Venezuelan prison gang that would play us, that would play soccer with your head after they cut it off, why do you think they appeal to Democrats all the time? Here's Representative Jamie Raskin.
He was arrested and swept up and flown out of the country to El Salvador as part of the government's dragnet campaign against Tren de Aragua. But he had no criminal record. There were no outstanding criminal charges against him. And he had no association with any criminal gang. And yet he was sent to the dictator of El Salvador because he has a tattoo on his right arm, which was mistakenly associated with Tren de Aragua. In fact, the tattoo is of a soccer ball topped with a crown, which signifies his favorite soccer club, Real Madrid.
Now, those are all lies. You don't need to worry about that. But what does that make you think if you're one of these undecided people? If you are, well, let's set aside the illegal thing for a moment. If you are a predator of women, of children, do I need to point out to you the various laws that have either passed or are working their way through California's state legislature? All of them, lowering the penalties, making it easier to be a predator of women and children. Does it say anything to you? If you are starting to question your sick communist beliefs, what does it say to you that the worst people on the planet, they appeal to you all the time? They cheer for you. Look, the jihadis, another great example, the jihadis. Why do you think it is the jihadis love the American left? Huh. Maybe just something to put in your back pocket and think about if you're in the process of waking up. Now, let's talk really quickly about Chuck Schumer, about Democrats in general. Chuck Schumer killed the SAVE Act in the Senate. The SAVE Act was that thing that just said, hey, you got to show ID to vote. That's all it said. Show ID to vote. Chuck Schumer bragged about killing
it. On the other Republicans in Congress are pushing.
Just a reminder, the communist lies about everything at all times. Not sometimes, not when he feels like he has to. Lying is what he has been ordered to do. This is how he thinks.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
As the old saying goes, if his lips are moving, he's lying. He's not okay with it. He wants to do it. He demands others do it. You can't be honest about the revolution. They're trying to, quote, get things done. So they lie about everything at all times. Hey, Democrats, why don't you want people to have to show ID?
On the other Republicans in Congress are pushing the SAVE Act, one of the most destructive, dangerous voter suppression bills in recent memory. It is very reminiscent of Jim Crow. That's what Republicans want to do. They want to not only restore Jim Crow in the South, they want to have Jim Crow spread from one end of this country to the other. It will not happen. Let me be clear. I will not let this noxious bill, the SAVE Act, become law. Every Senate Democrat, every single one of us is united against it. They need 60 votes. The SAVE Act is dead on arrival.
Jim Crow. Well, that's a lie, obviously. Black people are just as capable as everyone else of getting ID. Every black person I know has ID. I actually don't know anybody of any color who doesn't have an ID. And getting an ID is easy. It's pretty much free. Chris, isn't it free? Most places, it's like a couple bucks. It's nothing. Everyone has an ID. So why does he say that? Jim Crow, voter suppression. Because Democrats cheat in elections as often as they possibly can. There's no other reason you would oppose showing an ID to vote. There's only one reason you would oppose that. You intend to cheat in elections. You cheat, you intend to cheat more. You believe cheating in elections is part of elections. And so you don't want people to have to verify their identity with government identification. That's why you don't want people to have to show ID to vote. And that's why they're against things like the SAVE Act. I only wanted to point out again that Democrats, communists, lie about everything at all times, and it's not an accident. It's not, you know, you tell lies, right? You tell lies. Wife made dinner. Maybe it wasn't that good. Maybe she had a rough day, though. A little sick, rough day with the kids. You don't tell her it was garbage. You tell her, hey, no, I liked it. That was really good. No, we should have that again. Maybe you'll tell her another time, but not tonight. It's not the right time. And even then, you feel kind of icky about it, don't you? Nah, I kind of lied, but I had to for the circumstances. I kind of had to. That is not how the communist looks at lying. The communist believes he must lie. If you want to get yelled at as a communist, tell the truth. Christy, actually, do you have that clip? We keep bringing it up. Do you have that clip of Joe Biden when Joe Biden had to sit down after the State of the Union and try to explain why he used the term illegal immigrant? The president of the United States of America got rattled when Marjorie Taylor Greene got him to say the term illegal immigrant during the State of the Union address. Now, he's the president. He's not some no-name guy, some nothing guy. President of the United States of America. It's okay if you don't have it. Don't worry about it, Chris. And after he did that, he got so much heat from his party, from the communists, he had to do a press tour apologizing for calling an illegal an illegal. The communist is ordered to lie. They always do it. Jesse, President Trump is working hard to bring business back into the country, but what's to protect these companies and American workers should another Democrat communist take the presidency? Are they even safe? And what's to keep prosperity going? Democrats can't be trusted. It's a very good question, actually. Somebody who's thinking about something. Hey, it's good that we're bringing workers back and we're getting businesses here, but can't all this stuff just be destroyed if Democrats take power again? Let's have a long talk about that in just a moment. Before we talk about that, let's do something wonderful this weekend for ourselves, for our families. Because what are you going to do on the weekend? Well, hopefully you have some stuff planned, but at some point in time, you're going to be sitting around and you're going to think, I'm bored. And you're going to pick up your phone and you're going to get on social media. You're going to get on YouTube. You're going to watch some garbage show on Netflix that'll have a bunch of LGBTQ stuff in it. Or you could go get a free education from Hillsdale College. Hillsdale College is offering more than 40 online courses for free now. For free. I love that they do this. They don't take that wonderful organization, that wonderful school, and keep all the knowledge for themselves because they have so many great professors that actually make it interesting. You know how much I hate school. I enjoy it. They have one out now, Understanding Capitalism. Again, there's no cost. It's just 7 lectures. You want to understand more about economics and how it works, how it's supposed to work? Hillsdale will teach you at no cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to enroll. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Okay, so what do we do? What is the plan? Are Democrats just going to wreck it all again when they take over? Let's talk about it.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, a wonderful, wonderful Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So, lady wrote in this question before we get back to some other things here. This is what she said. In fact, I'm going to get to John Bolton and what really sounds like a threat. I'll get back to that in a minute. But she said, Jesse, President Trump's working hard to bring businesses back into the country. What's to protect these companies and American workers should another Democrat communist take the presidency? Are they even safe? And what's to keep the prosperity going? Well, the reason I wanted to read this and talk about this is it goes to a subject that we've talked about before and something we have to acknowledge. A couple things. One, the fight is never ending for you and me. We will never wake up. It will never happen. We will never wake up and be like, oh, whew, we finally won all the political battles against evil people. And you know what? The evil people, they've quit trying. So they're going to sit out now, and now I can chill and just go back to a normal life and not care. That's never going to happen. I'm sorry. The struggle, learn to fall in love with it, because the struggle is our eternal existence here on this earth. We're always going to be fighting against evil people. That's one. On a more specific level, for what it means for the United States of America, as I've said over and over and over again, and I mean it because it's true. Yes, we have a bunch of good things we can do and should do and stuff we're starting to put into place. But on a long timeline, on the, 100 years, 200 years from now timeline, it doesn't matter what we do. We can't save the United States of America from destruction without a reformed Democrat Party. Not Republican Party, Democrat Party. Now, we need change from the Republicans, too. That's not what I'm saying. But you can't have a country where half of the political parties, one of the two, hate it. You can't, because look, you asked the question. It's a great question. What happens when a Democrat takes over? Well, look at the Keystone Pipeline. Look at foreign affairs. Look at all this stuff. You know exactly what happens. The second a Democrat gets back into office, they take all this stuff and they destroy it. They destroy the energy sector. They open up the border. They'll stop construction of the border wall, open up the gates. That's the problem. Like, you can have political parties with differences. In fact, you want political parties with differences that see things a little differently. Hey, I think this should be different than this. Taxes, what should it be, a flat tax? What about the rates? Should it be higher? You can have a country with these arguments, and you should have a country with these arguments. These are good arguments to have. But what you can't have is a country where one of the two political parties thinks America sucks. Burn it down. Ah! You can't survive. You can't fight that off inevitably and survive. What has happened to the Democrat Party may sound unimportant to you or seem unimportant to you. When we discuss the Civil War going on inside of the Democrat Party, maybe you scoff at that. Maybe, well, who cares? Let them fight. No big deal. I care. I care a great deal. And it's not because I'm going to vote for them. I'm not. I care because if half the country hates the country can't survive. The analogy I've used over and over again. If my wife wants to burn our house down and I want to save our house and improve our house, well, eventually the house is going to burn because I can't keep the matches out of her hands at all times. I can't keep a constant eye on her. I can't follow her around with a fire extinguisher. It doesn't work. Eventually, if that's her real goal, she's going to burn it down. She is. You can't build as fast as they can destroy. How long would it take you to build a big 20-foot high stone statue? Even, let's say you had the skills to do that. Maybe you do. But let's say you had the skills to do that. 20 feet tall. How long would it take you to carve that, build it, get it ready, get it put into place? A long time, right? Even if you don't know an exact number, it would take a while. Now, how long would it take me to get it down? Not very. With the right equipment, I'll get it done in an hour for you. With enough people, I wouldn't even need much equipment. With enough people, enough sludge hammers, give me an evening. All that hard work, gone. It's easier to destroy than build. We can withstand as a country a Democrat Party that sees some things differently. Of course, we've always had that. Democrats and Republicans have always had differences. That's fine. What we can't have is only one party cares about the preservation of the country at all. This can't be our future.
As far as I'm concerned, you randomly kidnapping folk and you throwing them out of the country against their civil rights, against their constitutional rights. And frankly, how would they feel if some other country decided that they were going to just start throwing people randomly in our country? Like, that is absolutely insane. So, yes, all I got to say is y'all need to get these fools out of here. But
yeah. Now, I'm going to play something for you and then we're going to discuss it. But I want you to listen. I might even play it a couple times. John Bolton used to be part of the first Trump administration, but John Bolton's been a piece of trash for quite some time. He was talking about Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. He was on CNN, so he said this publicly. Listen to what he said.
No, I think he should resign for his own safety's sake, if nothing else. This is a critical time for the American military. We understand the Trump administration will rightly propose enormous budget increases for defense. We need it. We need a secretary who can get the job done, not somebody who spends his time on Signal chat groups.
He needs to resign for what now? Let's talk about that next. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. I want to have this little discussion about government jobs, threats, people's lives being at risk, and murder. Let's talk about all these juicy things before we get back to some emails. Because John Bolton said something about Pete Hegseth. He said it on CNN, so the whole world heard it. It's not like I have this audio that I dug up. Here he was.
No, I think he should resign for his own safety's sake, if nothing else. This is a critical time.
For his own safety's sake? He should resign for his own safety's sake. Well, maybe he meant nothing by that. Maybe he misspoke. Maybe he was trying to speak more generally, well, I mean, the safety of the country. I don't know. But let's talk for a moment about national security, the Pentagon, the military, secret things, things like that. Militaries are deadly by their very nature, obviously. You know this. That's their business, after all, and it should be their business. The job of the military is to kill people. To kill people on behalf of the country, in defense of the country. That's really the only role of the military. It's the only role it should ever be. Kill people. How do we do it? How do we do it more efficiently? How do we kill more people than they can kill? That's the job of the military. It's a deadly profession. It involves a lot of guns, a lot of ugly things, and a lot of very rough men. And being part of the military means over the course of your career, you will come into contact with a lot of men who've killed a lot of people. It's wild to think about. I guess I could probably sit and try to do the math in my head here, although I'd never come up with an exact number. All the military friends I have, Marines and Green Berets and otherwise, what's the total body count on all my friends? It's a lot. All right, so militaries kill people. Full of people who kill people, right? Militaries are also something else. This is very common. We don't like to think about it, but it's true. Militaries are oftentimes very corrupt, full of corruption, because of the volume of money that flows into militaries. This is not a modern problem. It's an always problem. Militaries cost a fortune. All that money, all those goods changing hands. Yeah, it's going to invite corruption. It's going to invite people with sticky fingers. Take a look at Ukraine. A lot of generals over there are newly millionaires. That's how it works. It's not unique to Ukraine either. Now let's focus on the Pentagon. The Pentagon is missing some money. Not 50 bucks, not 50,000, not 50 million, not 50 billion. The Pentagon can't account for $1 trillion? More, depending on who you talk to and depending on the audit, can't account for. Huh. Well, as we've discussed before, that's the thing about accounting and forensic accounting. There's really no such thing as can't account for. All this stuff is traceable and trackable. All of it is. Money doesn't disappear. And especially in this digital age, there's always a trail. Always a trail. That money didn't disappear. That money, it went into someone's pocket. It went into somebody's bank account. Maybe Americans, maybe foreign, probably both. Now, remember that safety talk we did the other night about how I told you I don't carry a lot of cash on me? A 20 is what I carry. And I said part of my reasoning is there are a lot of people on this earth who will kill you for $100. They will. I know that hopefully that's not you, but the world's full of them. Okay? So people will kill for $100. How many people do you think would kill for $1 trillion? Now, how many people do you think would kill for $1 trillion and to stay out of prison? Now, let's say that same group of people who's been stealing and doesn't want to go to prison, let's say that exact same group of people happens to know a lot of people who kill for a living. Huh. Remember the story I told you? Great book. Zero Footprint is the name of the book. Two more times so you don't send me an email. The book's name is Zero Footprint. One more time. The book's name is Zero Footprint. It's about mercs, mercenaries, PMCs, private military contractors, as they are known. The guy who wrote it's dead, died in Iraq, but in Benghazi? I was going to say, what are you talking about, Chris? He didn't die in Benghazi, but yes, he talks about Benghazi. He talks about Iraq. He talks about Afghanistan, many things in the book. But he exposes the world of PMCs for you. These mercenary groups, they're not shadowy little groups who just kind of hide out in a bar in Thailand. Lots of these groups are big, multi-billion dollar groups, but all of them, for the most part, they're stocked full of former military guys who were trained to kill. And these military groups, these mercenary groups, a lot of them are very good. And a lot of them are full of good guys who want to do what's good. America does a lot of business with a lot of these types. And a lot of them are not. Did you think that the whole liquidate a village in Africa because it's in the way, did you just think that was part of the movies? Oh, there are groups across the world who will kill as many people as you like for the right price. Now, Pete Hegseth said before he even got the job, and he has said multiple times after the job, that he intends to change the way the Pentagon does business. He intends to open up the books of the Pentagon. He famously invited Elon Musk to go comb through the books of the Pentagon and find what he finds. Now, what's Elon Musk going to find when one of the world's super geniuses starts combing through the books of the Pentagon. What's he going to find, and where are those roads of corruption going to end? We're not talking about the EPA shelling out $2 billion so Stacey Abrams can keep Little Debbie in business. We're talking about a whole different department and a whole different group of people, Jack, and we're talking about a lot of people who are willing to kill in order to protect themselves, protect their bank accounts, and these same people know people who will kill. And so, I'm sorry, I don't dismiss this as nothing.
No, I think he should resign for his own safety's sake, if nothing else. This is a critical time for the American.
Happens all the time. It's not just something that happens in the movies. This politician, this staffer, this actress, this media person gets mugged. That usually is how it goes. Gets mugged or commits suicide is a famous one. Commits suicide. You remember Jeffrey Epstein? He just happened to have a bunch of damaging information on very powerful people and then chose to kill himself whenever the cameras malfunctioned and the guards fell asleep. Of course, happens all the time. The world is full of powerful people who will kill to protect themselves. It's always been this way. It always will be. Just a reminder to keep the Trump administration in your prayers, even if you don't like them. I know we have Trump haters who listen and stuff like that, and that's fine, you know, that, whatever. But for their own safety's sake, keep them in your prayers. Remember, Donald Trump himself was already shot in the head once by somebody, and we still haven't been told who he was working with. And someone else was planning to shoot him in the head, and that someone else who was planning to shoot him in the head on the golf course, that same somebody had previously been working in Ukraine recruiting mercenaries. Huh. Wouldn't you know? What an odd turn of events, wouldn't you say? Now, I'm sure you've been paying attention to the Iranian news. Trump threatened them with secondary sanctions. Essentially, anyone who works with them with secondary sanctions. What's he saying? He said, don't buy Iranian oil. Guess who buys 90% of Iranian oil? China. Get some gold in your retirement now. Today's the day you need to get a hold of Gold Co. and get your retirement protected with precious metals. It's the only thing that will last. It'll outlast you, me, our country, everything. Precious metals will have incredible value forever. That's how they are. You want a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit? Want to learn how you can qualify for free bonus silver? Get it in your retirement so you don't lose your retirement. 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. All right? All right. We'll do some emails next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. Do not forget, you need to email in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. All 3 hours dedicated to you. Email those in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Dome gave a speech yesterday, and it was just so wonderful. If you're looking to put a smile on your face, maybe that was a little too dark for you with all the private military contractor stuff. This woman could have been president.
I think it's so important right now to find community, to tap back to community, and to join forces, knowing that so many people have so much at stake right now. And I think there's a lot about what's happening in this environment and the mood of this environment that is trying to divide and conquer people. So let's bring people together. But, you know, people also have...
She never says anything.
...right to be tired and to be overwhelmed. And so let's find safe places to be together to talk about that. But ultimately, to work through that together and to lock in.
Aren't you aggravated with this whole safe spaces term that people use now? We need a safe space. This is a safe space, a safe space. What is this hippie gobbledygook crap safe space? Oftentimes I wish my dad was still here, but sometimes I wish I could just resurrect him for 1 minute just to use some of these terms and see the look he would give. I wish I could bring my dad back and tell him, hey, Dad, I need a safe space.
Thank you all. And Dougie's here too.
Old Dougie. You know Doug showed up. He probably threatened her if he didn't. Hey, don't make me tell you again. I'm coming along. Old Doug.
In fact, please allow me, friends, to digress for a moment. Okay. It's kind of dark in here, but I'm asking for a show of hands. Who saw that video from a couple of weeks ago? The one of the elephants at the San Diego Zoo?
I'm sorry. I can't do it. We got to do some emails. I can't do it. Hey, Jesse, this will be too long to put on the air, but FYI, it's actually not too long. I'm going to read this. The subject of this one is the James Lankford 2028 snow job has begun. I just watched a 30-minute interview that Lankford did with Focus on the Family. 5 minute into it, I said to myself, I bet he's up for re-election in 2028. And guess what? He is. It was a total softball interview with him talking all about his faith, family, bring a pastor, turning the other cheek, winning over your enemies. I wanted to upchuck my breakfast. I wouldn't be surprised to see clips in his upcoming ads to fool Christian voters. He said he's doing a great job highlighting Paxton versus the Cornyn, but if Lankford hasn't already started the tour. So anyway, the guy, he goes on and talks about a lot, but this is what happens in a lot of southern states. I see it happen in my state of Texas, although there is the dispute whether or not Texas is considered southern. I realize that. But in the more Bible-believing states, Oklahoma's, Arkansas, Texas, Alabama, Mississippi, you get it, the southern states, Christian belief is more common in these areas, okay? Well, that's a good thing, right? That's a good thing. Sorry, Chris, but that's a good thing. The bad thing is it's used against Christians all the time by snakes in the grass who know what to say and what costume to wear. And the James Lankfords of the world have been doing this for a long time. In fact, I've actually had emails to this show when I've been going off about James Low T, Naked Ken Doll Lankford. I've had emails to this show from people who listen to the show in Oklahoma asking why I'm being so hard on James Lankford. And almost to a man and to a woman, they talk about how they met him in church. I saw him, and Chris is nodding his head and laughing. Almost everyone, why are you being so hard on James? I met him in church. I don't care if you met him when he was baptizing your own son. James Lankford tried to amnesty millions of illegals last year and ensure that millions more would be amnestied in the future. And he uses that Christian crap on you because he thinks you're a sucker. That's why he does it. Oh, he may actually believe it. If so, he's even more worthless than I thought. But we have got to stop. In these red states like mine, like Texas, voting in effeminate dorks because we see them in church, because our pastor knows him. Ah, because I saw him praise Jesus. He was singing the worship songs. We have got to stop with this crap. We have got to be, well, look, it's not just innocent as doves, is it? There was another part of that line. I distinctly remember it. Shrewd as snakes. But we don't. When we see something we like in somebody, when we see something we like, we tend to try to excuse all the other crap and focus on that thing we like. That's exactly right, Chris. Even the devil can quote scripture. Yes, he did. Quoted it to Jesus several times. Yes, he did. And I'm not even calling James Lankford a demon or the devil. I don't know. Maybe he's just one of these fruity Christian types, the new American fruity Christian types.
Why are you gay?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Just turn the other cheek, guys. Maybe he's just one of those. There's a lot of those in this country. But we have got to stop letting these people wear Christianity as a skin suit and have us drop our guard because we happen to take communion with him one time. This crap is what dooms us. It dooms you in Alabama, in Texas where I am, in Oklahoma. It dooms us. We fall for it all the time. Well, yeah, we got all these big churches. It's a revival. Come on stage, James. Come on stage.
Can I get a witness?
Absolutely. Oh, sure, he wanted to bring a rapist into your daughter's school, but I went to church with James, and he believes in the Lord. Oh, my gosh, no. Stop with this. Stop. Got to go. Period. Send that ginger back from whence he came and go be a youth pastor. Your dog needs to live, by the way. I bet James Lankford doesn't even give his dog rough greens. I bet you publicly, I bet he talks about rough greens. I love my dog. That's why I put rough greens on his food. Privately, I bet he only gives his dog food. What a horrible thing to do when dog food is brown and dead and there's no nutrition in it. I would never do that to Fred. And Fred's annoying. You can't get away from him. No matter what, Fred's right there, putting his head in your lap, wanting more affection, more affection, more affection. But even then, we love the big fluffy idiot, so we put rough greens on his food. You do put rough greens on your dog's food, right? Created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, all natural rough greens will keep your dog alive longer and healthier longer. Rough greens doesn't cost you money. It saves you money because you won't be at the vet near as often. Well, Muffy had her 15th stomach problem. No more. Put rough greens on her food. You want a free jumpstart trial bag? 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.